If you're a developer now, you have to make sure that all of your content is absolutely second to none. That is a message that we're hearing from a lot of our clients that we work with. Whereas now, you know, every single one has to be nurtured and looked after. And I don't know the answers to this. It's a real challenge.
Welcome to the New Homes Podcast. In this episode, I speak with John Doyle, Head of New Homes at On The Market. John provides invaluable insights into how house builders can work with the Challenger portal to improve quality of inquiries and make their marketing budgets work smarter and harder. We hope you enjoy the conversation. And if you'd like to hear more about the sales and marketing of new homes, don't forget to hit subscribe. So with nearly 15 years experience in the portal market, what are the most significant changes that you've seen during that time?
In the 15 years that I've been working, I think the most obvious one for me was probably the launch of mobile. So I think that's had a dramatic change in the period that I've been working the portals. I think it just changed the whole dynamic of how everyone engaged with the internet. I mean, from an on-the-market perspective, 80 to 90% of our traffic is now mobile over our mobile device or an application. So that's had a real significant change. If I think back to when I first started working with Rightmove, I mean, the biggest challenge for us was trying to get both estate agents and developers to put more than one listing, for more than one image. And so that was a real challenge for us, is trying to just get them to have five images. And obviously now they get, you know, they've got floor plans, brochures. And then obviously the big change, which everyone will be aware of, is obviously with lockdown and happening. And then the expectations from customers, consumers, was they expected, you know, virtual tours. And so everyone had that, you know, you needed to have so much more content on the site now. So I think, you know, the mobile aspect, and then obviously with, you know, virtual tours now, people really expecting to see that information. I think one of the other changes that happened when lockdown came in was that estate agents and developers, you know, were having to time and say, you can come down to site at this particular day. They could arrange for viewings, which in lots of ways was quite a good thing, because you got rid of, you know, a lot of time wasters that were maybe coming down to site in the past. I think there's lots and lots of different changes, but I think mobile would be definitely one of the biggest factors. And, you know, just the quality and the content now that that both developers and stages and consumers now demand from customers.
In that last decade, what are the biggest challenges that you've seen?
Yeah, so I think the challenges are obviously from a technological perspective, there's some big changes in that perspective in terms of making sure that we're always innovating. So we're looking to make sure that you know, we're keeping up with the most changes. So for example, since our new CEO joined On The Market 2 years ago, we've had three different sort of innovations. So there was OTM 2.0, which was a total change of the website, total change of the brand. I believe we've got one of the most user-friendly websites at the moment. Then we've got 2.2. So that changed in terms of the things that we could develop. So things that we were looking at were accessibility features. We've now got a greener choice element to the website now.
Why would you suggest that I look at On The Market?
From a developer's perspective, I think some of the key differentiators about us, the first one is our biggest USP, which is only with us. So because we're set up by estate agents, for estate agents, we have thousands of estate agents listing with On The Market. And so what they do to support us, they delay sending their properties to the other portals by 24, 48 hours. And what that means is that we have lots of thousands of properties every single month on our site. So we are able to attract serious property seekers to On The Market. So if you're a house builder and you're looking to attract and get your properties in front of serious property seekers, then that's a very important way for you to list your properties. One of the things that I was very keen on doing when I set up the New Homes channel was to look at what can we do to give more data to developers. And one of the key focuses for me was to create insight tools that allow developers to look at, you know, what's going on in their market, so they can look at what's the supply and demand in a particular area, being able to look at where potential buyers are coming from. So for example, if you're looking to build a development in a particular area, if you've got a coming soon site coming in a particular area, what you'll do is you'll say, right, okay, well, I want to know within this price range, in this location, where are those buyers coming from? So we've created these suites of tools, I guess, for developers. But the key difference is what we're looking to do is, in my opinion, decentralize it, which means that what we want to do is we want to work with our clients, be able to help them on their focus sites, help them to, with their marketing strategies, but also ensure that when the if they can't get hold of their account manager, they can log in at any time and they can you know, look at where those buyers are coming from. So they've got full access to all of these insights when they log into on the market. So what we're trying to do is add even more value to their membership. Another thing we've done is we've done a commercial partnership with Sprift, which gives them access to their market appraisal guide. And the market appraisal guide is whole of market. So that means that they can, again, use this for, you know, if they're looking to do comparables for new developments, if they're, you know, trying to price up current sites. So there's a whole raft of different things that they can do as part of their membership. And obviously, you know, what we're looking to do as well is develop products that are unique and allow developers to solve their problems wherever they are in the development life cycle. So for example, you know, if you've got a coming soon, you can promote that development using our insight tools and products to build your database. And likewise, if you're getting to different stages of the life cycle, you can do different products. So we have a social media product. We've got a new smart mail product, which is direct mail. And we're looking to innovate and work with other commercial partners as well to ensure that we've got those tools which are available for developers so they can obviously sell their houses.
And a big area of concern for a lot of our clients is the cost of portals. I think some of your competition are notorious for fairly major price hikes, which, you know, is totally understandable when you've got to please shareholders, but it doesn't necessarily please the house builders. How does On the Market kind of fare in that respect?
Well, I think, you know, we were set up by estate agents, for estate agents. And the reason for that was that estate agents felt they'd lost total control of their marketing spend. And one thing I'm absolutely confident on is that if On the Market wasn't there, that pricing for estate agents initially would have got even larger. They'd lost even more control over their marketing budget. So in that respect, bringing competition to the market has absolutely worked. And clearly we've got a lot more to do and we're absolutely driven and passionate about doing that. What I'm very focused on doing from a new homes perspective is exactly the same. We want to give developers choice. And in my view, it's not healthy in any marketplace to have, you know, one or two dominant players. So I think the more competition that there can be, the more choice and options developers have, it helps them in terms of all of their marketing choices. I mean, I always, whenever I speak to house builders, I always make the point that if you're a developer and you have a particular development and there's very little competition, you can, you know, you'll try and get the maximum price as you would do. For if all of a sudden a new development is built down the road with maybe a different specification or a different price that suddenly offers and incentives, then that developer is then faced with a choice. They either, you know, carry on and maybe their sales rates will not be at the same level, or they have to maybe change their pricing or be more competitive on the offers incentives. And for me, that's what I would class as a healthy marketplace. And that's what I'm very passionate about doing, is bringing, you know, more competition into the new home space, creating more products and services for those developers so they've got more options and more choice.
Excellent. And if I'm a home buyer, I'm looking for my next house, why should a home buyer be using On the Market as opposed to the alternatives?
Well, as I say, only with us is an absolute key benefit. I mean, if you are serious about moving and you know that there's a portal that's going to have thousands of properties 24, 48 hours before the competition, then you should go onto that website, because, you know, and particularly in the market we just come out from, which was absolutely red hot, then, you know, there's so much competition for properties. That was a key benefit. And all of our marketing and advertising is about visiting our site and accessing those serious property seekers. But one of the things, as I said, we focused on it from an innovation perspective is when we built the new website, I'll say we, our IT department built the new website. Some of the features and functionality were fantastic. So one, for example, is there's a wish list now on the site. So for example, if you're looking to move to Southampton, you can go on there and you'll have an idea of your price, but there'll be you can put up to five things which are really, really important to you within your search. So it might be the number of bedrooms. It might be that you want a swimming pool. It might be that you want a balcony. Obviously, everyone, lots of people now want a study. So you can put those five key features in there. And instead of it ranking based on the newest properties, which is how On the Market works, it'll rank it based on if there's 10 out of 100 properties that have got five out of five of those key features, okay, you'll appear at the top. And then it'll be four out of five, you know, three out of five until you're down the bottom. So it allows people to really focus on those properties that are important to them. As I touched on earlier, I think the other things that we've done which are really relevant to the market and also you know, just trying to think of all consumers of our website. So one of them is the greener choice. And that gives people the ability to search based on how environmentally friendly a property is. Obviously, that's, you know, very relevant in today's sort of climate. There's accessibility features, which obviously very relevant if you obviously have accessibility issues. Really pertinent for our retirement developers that we work with. Obviously, all of their properties will be relevant to those accessibility features. So people can then go in and filter specific to what they're looking for. So we're trying to constantly get that balance right between creating products and services which are right for estate agents and developers, but also you have to have, you know, very clear vision on what do our consumers want and what are they looking to do. And then the most recent launch, which has literally just happened this month, is On the Market 2.2. And what we've just developed is My Place. So you can log in. So what effectively what we're trying to do now is create a place on the market where consumers can go, can start to look at, you know, where their property search is. So features such as My List, and when you log into the back office, you'll be able to, well, your own personal place within On the Market where you can look at My List and see, you know, your own particular properties. You can highlight if you are serious. So if you actually say you're a serious buyer, that means that you have certain sort of key features and benefits within when you log in. There's also an area where you can look at particular properties and see if those properties have come under offer, if they've become available again, and obviously in the current climate. There's also a collaboration section within the site as well now, which is really cool. And what that gives you the ability to do is when someone... You might, for example, look to share your properties with maybe a partner or something like that. At the moment, you might send like a WhatsApp message, whereas now you can give them access to the back office and they can put comments as to whether it's the right type of property. They can even, there's even like a social aspect to it where you can, you know, give it a thumbs up or a heart and things like that. So we're trying to obviously modernize, make the website really sort of like cool and current, but also very sort of practical and give consumers the ability to log on and share their data. But obviously there's a, you know, there's a commercial aspect to that as well, because the more customers that, you know, work with us and give us their information and tell us what their, you know, situation is, the more valuable those inquiries and leads come to both estate agents and developers.
Just a quick one. This podcast is brought to you by Antler Agency. If you'd like to discuss the sales and marketing or PR for your new homes, get in touch today.
In a market at the moment where developers are having to make their marketing budgets work much harder, we've been in a market where, frankly, a lot of salespeople have been order takers. You know, you've got sales execs on sites that are just, you know, people walking through the door. You know, they couldn't really say anything wrong to enable a sale. But we're in a very different place now where sales execs have got to work that much harder, as have marketing people and budgets. What tools does On the Market have to support good sales practice?
Yeah. Yes, very, very pertinent at the moment. As you say, we've come from a market where, again, both estate agents and developers probably haven't had to work incredibly hard, you know, particularly if you get a property that's priced right in the right location, it's going to sell. Having said that, it's probably still the case today. It's just we're now in a world where the prices are being impacted and everyone's trying to find what that market is. I think from what we can do working with developers is, as you say, just go back to basics. So whereas before, and I touched on it previously about, you know, the quality of listings and things that have changed, if you're a developer now, you have to make sure that all of your content is absolutely second to none. You have to make sure your imagery, your floor plans, your brochures, your virtual tours, all the information is there. So there is an element, and that's what, you know, my brief to my teams will be, is to make sure as part of those meetings, and what does make a perfect listing, and let's make sure that everything from that perspective is up to speed. And I think that is a message that we're hearing from a lot of our clients that we work with, as it is a case of just purely back to basics. Mm. So that's the first thing I think we can do. I think the other things we can do is when you log into On The Market Expert, your back office system. And so in a separate section, so we have the insight tools, the supply and demand lead mapping, and some the market appraisal guide, but also within there you have the email lead report and the telephone lead report. You know, this is common with portals, but it's absolutely paramount that we as a supplier are sitting down with our customers and making sure that, you know, they're responding to their inquiries, that, you know, that they can see the quality of these leads, making sure that they're on their CRM system correctly, listening to phone calls and giving them feedback. You know, one of the things that we can look at is what's the average length of time that that phone calls are lasting. If out of, you know, 15 phone calls, those 15 phone calls, you know, for one particular development have only been lasted 30 seconds, there's clearly a problem there in terms of the length of time. If on average it's 3 minutes, then, you know, you're going to be, you know, gathering some information from that potential buyer, making sure you've got all their information, and hopefully getting them down for reviewing on site. So these things are, you know, are absolutely paramount. And I think, whereas before, if you didn't answer that phone call for that potential buyer, it wouldn't matter because there would be a multitude of other buyers coming from other areas. Whereas now, you know, every single one has to be nurtured and looked after. And so they're the things that we do. We also work with our customers to look at the inquiries that we've had. We'll do surveys and we'll ask those customers, have you been contacted? And if they haven't been contacted, obviously feed that back. And so, you know, it's about, you know, maximizing every single lead that they've got and actually making sure that they, you know, they convert those leads.
Mm. And where a lot of developers will be seeing their cost per lead increase because there are fewer serious buyers out there, how does On The Market kind of support developers in making their budgets go much further?
Well, again, I think it goes down to the insight tools. I mean, there is never one magic bullet. I mean, I don't think we're at that situation yet. I mean, with the birth of social media, I think a lot of people were thinking that we're going to all be able to pinpoint that exact person. Obviously, with GDPR regulations, it's not as easy as that. But what we've been very passionate about on the market and from a new homes perspective is trying to create products and that allow developers to access buyers dependent on where they are in their sort of buying journey and where they are in their development life cycle. So I think it's about having different products that allow a developer to do whatever is happening at that particular time. So I guess it's important for us to understand what is it that developer needs. So, you know, because as you say, they could be a retirement developer, it could be you know, shared ownership, it could be affordable housing, it could be you know, high-end developments. So we need to understand what is it they want to achieve, where are they located, and also using our tools. So for example, the insight tools I mentioned, the lead mapping, looking at the supply and demand in a particular area. If we can get a good picture of what's the market looking like, then understand from that developer what are they trying to achieve, then take the products that we have and then try and find solutions for them. And I think because we're in a situation now where we have a lot of those products, we can hopefully give our customers the best return on investment they can do.
So give me some examples of those products.
Okay, so well, the first one that we've launched is our product called In Market. And what that effectively does is it's positioned like a listing on site. So it allows a developer. So for example, let's say you have a development which is in a slightly rural location. It could be a fantastic development, but not enough people know about it. It might be the nearest big town we've identified is where there's lots of potential interest. So you can position this advert on site. So it looks like a listing in terms of how it might have an image. It's within the normal listing. But obviously, it'll talk about maybe any offers or incentives, or if there's a, you know, so coming soon, and it will then drive that traffic through to the developer's website. So it takes them away from a typical sort of like user journey through to the developer's website, so they can obviously endeavor to capture that that potential lead. So that's something which we've launched only in the last few months, and it's been very well received, both in terms of the results it's delivering for customers, and obviously therefore customers are engaging with it. So that's an obvious one that we've just launched. And then, as I say, we've got our social media product, which we've launched probably about 9 months ago. And we've done a lot of testing working with customers. So naturally, we use our own first party data, which allows us to ensure that it's more targeted. We give customers the ability to have click to web or lead gen. So really, again, depends what's important to the customer. If they're looking to get traffic to their website, then we can offer them that ability. If they're looking to generate more leads, then obviously that's what they can do. It depends, again, in terms of what's their motivation. So if they just want lots of leads, we can help them in that respect. If they're looking to sort of, you know, make sure they're focused on more quality, obviously we can help them. So there's a raft of different options. And then, as I said, another one which we've just launched quite recently is our new direct mail product. It's called Smart Mail, which allows customers, as the name suggests, to do leaflet drops within particular areas, so they can specify number of bedrooms, type of properties. Ideal if you're looking to tell people as you're going to be launching a new development, as you want to just speak to lots of people. So if there may be, you know, not necessarily all in market, but you might want to be generating interest. So there's a whole raft of products now that we've launched in the last, you know, couple of years, which are working very well.
Excellent. And what do you feel the future of searching for homes looks like?
Interesting one. I mean, I don't think there's anything imminent that I can see specifically, other than the constant innovation that we're looking to do from an on-the-market perspective. But some of the things that, you know, you can pick up on just in the tech world that's coming, clearly everyone will be familiar by now with sort of ChatGPT, artificial intelligence. I don't think there's any technology companies that aren't going to be looking to maximize AI. So I'm sure that's going to be something that's going to be implemented, and no doubt that our IT teams will be looking at ways of implementing that and making sure, you know, we can create, again, products and services using this technology and how that works. Obviously, I think a lot of people are working out artificial intelligence and, for example, you know, ChatGPT as an example. I think an obvious one, which I can only see happening in the future, is things like virtual reality, augmented reality. I mean, if I think about my children, you know, I mean, they're all in this metaverse, you know, then, I mean, it's a long way off at the moment, but I can genuinely see things like that happening in the future. Maybe not, you know, too near in the future, but certainly, you know, it will come. I would be surprised. And then I think from a sort of a more practical basis, I think from, you know, I mentioned mobile before and how that's really changed the landscape of, well, the way all of us live our lives, but obviously from a property searching perspective. But I also think there's a lot more that can be done in terms of mobile optimization as well. And, you know, working our own applications, our own mobile websites. So I think there's some of the things I can see changing in the future.
If there's one thing that you could change about the new homes market, what would it be?
I think it's well documented, really, that there's a lack of housing out there, it's very, very rare for me to speak to a house builder and they don't talk about, you know, the planning system and the fact that there are major hurdles. And that could be, you know, whether you're an SME house builder I'm talking to, you know, large nationals. And so I think, you know, and I don't know the answers to this, it's a real challenge, but it's one that has to be faced on. You know, government needs to get a grip of it, because if they don't, then, you know, we're not going to be able to sort of deal with the issues that we've got. And I think it has a real impact on wider society as well. You know, again, you know, we've got young people coming, they can't get on the housing ladder. We haven't got Help to Buy Now as a scheme to help those young people looking to buy property. So I think it's really, really important to get the planning process fixed, so we can build more houses. More houses in the right places, you know, the right communities, that type of thing. But yeah, I don't think it's, you know, there's any developer I speak to that's really happy with the planning process at the moment and think that it's fit for purpose.
What do you think the solution might be? If you could wave a wand.
If I could major magic wand. I think the major challenge is that there's a lot of people that recognise that there is a issue, that there isn't enough housing, and that's probably agreed by most people. But the problem is everybody thinks accepts there's a problem, but not where they're living. So I don't know the exact solution for that, but we have to find a way of being able to convince local communities or find a way. I mean, you know, where I live, there's lots of houses going up in, you know, sort of lots of flats going up, which, you know, they're houses, people need all kinds of different accommodation, but is that sort of going to be there for the future? Is that going to, you know, provide quality houses in local communities, which, you know, are going to have schools and people can thrive and that type of thing? And I think so yeah, I think that's what we need. But I think it's for government. I think obviously, you know, the fact that we have lots of different housing ministers every other month probably doesn't help matters. But you know, yeah, so they're, I don't know the exact answer to your question, but that's what we
changing
need
hearts
sure.
and minds, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And what advice would you offer to a developer that isn't currently using on the market?
So going back to my previous point, we have got serious property seekers listing with on the market. We've got thousands of properties coming to us 24, 48 hours before our competition. So if you're looking to get in front of serious property seekers, that's certainly one of the reasons why you should list on the market. In addition to that, as I say, we've created tools that allow you to see what's happening within your marketplace. You have full access to those reports and tools. Something else which is different from us is that when you list with us, you'll have obviously email leads, phone leads, which are obviously very important in order to get the traffic and the sales. But what also we do is we send traffic directly to your website. And I know from speaking to many marketing managers, obviously getting traffic to your site is really, really important. But also the feedback we get from customers that work with us is that, you know, we deliver good quality leads. I mean, if you're unsure about whether you should list with on the market new homes, one of the things I can tell you is that we've got over 280 developers listing with us with 2,800 developments. So there's a reason why those customers are working with us. And the feedback is that we deliver a good return on investment and that, you know, they like working with on the market and they can see what we're trying to achieve. And obviously from our perspective, we've got a lot more to do. And that's really exciting for me. And so the main objective is, you know, to work with even more of those customers, convince them to list with us so we can continue to grow the portal and deliver more for our customers.
Excellent. And just to close, so John, you're looking for your next home. You're sitting down at your computer, probably on the market open. You found your next house and you've booked a viewing, stood at the doors for the viewing, walk around the house. You could pick anyone to do that viewing for you. Who would you pick? And why?
Anyone to do the viewing for me. So we're talking someone I know, a celebrity.
Celebrity, someone you know, someone particularly special.
Well, I think from an on-the-market perspective, what I should definitely say is a traditional local high street agent would be definitely the right answer. For a slightly more fun answer, I would say, well, I often watch the Michael McIntyre show where he goes in and he wakes up those celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
So he might be quite a good fun.
Yeah, excellent. With the people in the house still, so you can go.
Maybe, why not? So I think I'll use a local agent and then maybe Michael McIntyre.
Spice things up a bit.
Yeah.
Excellent. John, thank you so much for coming on. It's been really quite interesting watching how On The Market's shaken the marketplace up. I think it's definitely needed. You know, it keeps competitiveness in the market. So thanks for your time and look forward to seeing On The Market grow.
Thanks for inviting me on.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear more about the sales and marketing of new homes, don't forget to hit subscribe today.